Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Today then, the 15th of March, is International School Meals Day, and it's a time when it's really important to consider not only what children are learning in the classroom, but what is in their bellies before they go into the classroom. So I've got two people, and we'll have a load of little people as well very shortly, talking to us about why that is important. First of all, I have Joe from Class 1. Hello, Joe.
Morning, Beth.
And I also have James, who is a chef at Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate. Hello, James.
Good morning.
Let's start firstly with the number of people that you have to cook food for every single day. What sort of a meal count have you got going on here?
For breakfast, about 800. For lunch, about 1,500. And for evening meal, about 800.
Okay, that's a fair amount of food then.
Oh yes, yeah.
And why do we think it's important to make sure that what is going to go on that plate is going to be good for the brains? We could just put on a slice of pizza, a sausage roll and a Kit Kat. That could be an option. Why shouldn't we do that?
Because it's about balance, the need, nutrients, the growing bones, bodies and brains, and they need to be healthy, and they need to be fit, they need to be active. So they need a good balance of calories, vitamins, minerals and flavours as well. They need to experience new flavours and tasty ingredients, and healthy food can be boring, so we need to make it exciting.
And Joe, you at Class 1, you supply a variety of different places across all of the north with a lot of produce, including fruit and vegetables. You know a thing or two as well about making sure that it's school meals are catered for.
That's right. Like James says, it's all about developing healthy eating habits early. And at Class 1, we specifically go out and we're buying smaller apples for smaller children.
Small hands.
Exactly, because big apple, overfaced. It's waste as well. We don't like waste. So we've developed quite a lot of experience with working with schools throughout Yorkshire. And the key is quality. It's got to be exciting. It's got to look nice, feel nice, and be nice in the little hands. So, yeah.
Hi, I'm Jack. I'm in year 5 and I'm 9.
Hi, I'm Libby and I'm 10 in year 5.
Hi, I'm Beth. I'm in year 3 and I'm 7.
Hi, I'm Ella and I'm 7 and I'm in year 3.
Hi, I'm Samuel and I'm in year 1 and I am 5.
My favourite ever food is making my own pizza. I put like pepperoni on it only if it's not spicy.
Okay, good choice.
Because I don't like spicy pepperoni.
My favourite food is a wrap because you can choose what you can put in the wrap. I like to put some lettuce, some mayonnaise and some chicken. That's my favourite things.
I like when you build your own burger. I would put a burger in it, some lettuce and tomato.
I love sweet and sour chicken from Chinese. And with the wrap, I love to put like pulled pork in it and stuff, and like Ella said, chicken.
I like spaghetti bolognese.
Why do you like spaghetti bolognese?
I just like the sauce that goes with it. It's really nice, and I like how they do the mushrooms with it.
Why do you think it's important when you're in school and when you're learning to eat healthy food?
Because when you eat healthy food, if you're in maths, you get more knowledge, and if you just eat chocolate, you won't be smart at all. Because I'm doing gymnastics and I eat lots of fruit.
I think it's good to eat good food because it will keep you going for the day.
I think it's good to eat healthy food because it's healthy and it keeps you healthy.
And what do you think happens? Have you ever been trying to concentrate or trying to do something and you've been a bit hungry? It makes you a bit cross, in a bad mood. Tell me about that, when that happens.
Oh, I haven't eaten for a day. I haven't eaten a lot of breakfast. I'm just feeling really hungry. And then I realise we've got school dinners and they're always really nice and you can look forward to them.
And how do you feel after you've had your school dinner?
Oh, amazing. I feel like I've just woken up. I've just put this, like, wet towel on my face. I'm like, yes.
And what do you think about your dinners here at Queen Ethelburga's?
I think they're really good because it's not just the same all the time, it's something different. So if you're new to the school like I am, I don't want to be eating the same food every day, to Monday to Friday. I want to be trying new food.
I always like my school dinners because the cooks that make the food, they really concentrate to make the food very good.
There's a big variety of food that we can always look forward to and eat that, like, gets us pumping, our blood pumping, and just makes us happy after.
They try to get you to eat these different foods that you never thought you'd try before. It's just, like, this whole wide range of things that you never thought you'd eat.
And have you eaten anything recently you never thought you'd eat?
Yeah, I actually tried this pie. It was chicken and leek, and I've never actually tried it before.
And did you like it?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I'll give chicken and leek pie a try. Thank you. How important do both of you think it is that we're also using food from round here, from Yorkshire?
I think it's very important, obviously the carbon footprint thing, but supporting local communities and fresher ingredients if they're only from down the road. It's much better.
Yeah, James has knocked it on the head there, exactly right. And also it's just buying from smaller guys and the money is then circulated through the area and it's keeping it all within the area.
So a little birdie has told me then that sat amongst us in the mix we have a bake-off champion. Would you like to tell me what happened? What was this competition and what did you do?
Well, it was a McDougall's competition where you had to create this meal, and someone upstairs and me, we created these brandy snaps and we put cream in them and strawberry sauce out of all the other competitors. And we won, and we got a £1,000 cheque for that for the kitchen utensils and helping around the kitchen, basically.
So it's a team effort. Yeah.
Yes, it was actually very tricky. And with Sarah helping us behind us to get all of it prepared, and she'd take it all to the fridge and help us while we did it.
It's a lot fresher ingredients, a lot more vibrant, bigger variety as well, you know, and there's so many different ingredients now. I mean, obviously I was at school just a couple of years ago, but you know, there's so many different ingredients that kids are exposed to now, so the flavours are changing all the time. And as well, we have a large amount of international people here, so we introduce new flavours to different countries and things, so experiences are different and people are more open to it now. So that really helps.
So when you mentioned that you do have lots of variety and you had a special week earlier on this year, tell me about that week.
So we have a main meal, which is in the middle lane. Then we also have, if we don't like the main meal, we can also go get some jacket potato if we don't like it. And we can get some side things as well.
A couple of weeks ago, and I think it was Chinese New Year, and we don't just celebrate it, we also get to try the food that they have in China.
And what food was it? Can you remember?
Well, there was things like noodles and spring rolls.
Yeah. And there was also a bit of a treat the chef gave us. They gave us fortune cookies.
And did you get a fortune?
Yeah.
What was your fortune?
You have lots of happy in you and you can always go far.
Mine was luck is coming your way.
And have you had your luck yet?
Yes, I was having quite a bad day, but then it brightened up.
Well, both of you, thank you so much. International School Meals Day is today, and it's really good that now is the time to have a little think about how important school meals are. Thank you to you, James, to all the school kitchen at Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate, and thank you to you, Joe, and for Class 1 Direct and everyone that you are supplying to. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Class 1 Direct supply a huge number of schools with fresh produce ready for their school dinners all year round, not just on International School Meals Day. If you'd like to find out more about what they can offer, whether you are a school or a restaurant, a pub, a hotel or a cafe, you can find out more information at class1direct.com.
Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.